Hello.
Ask me first about the
Yeah, about the Academy Julian.
Yeah.
I wish you could say something perhaps about, you were there only very briefly, but could you say something about the teaching?
Yes,
what
that
like?
It was interesting because it was entirely different. The Academy Julian was located in the very most picturesque spot in Paris, the old Cour du Dragon. And it was a very old school and old traditions, and I started right off drawing from the figure. I didn't, and I have the first drawing I did there. It's over at the museum. Incidentally, it's over at the Museum of Art. It's framed up a laborious charcoal drawing. I spent a week over the figure, and we would draw or paint from model, but it was the old classical school, and they had these old traditions there. You had to pay so much for your easel, and according to the rules of the Academy, if I would go back there now and want to work there from model, I wouldn't have to pay for my easel twice. The other thing you had to do was you had to take the whole crowd down the street and throw a treat for them.
This was an initiation.
Yes, but it was a very conventional old school, and of course males only,
mm-hmm.
And they'd sing bawdy songs in the classroom and razz the model pretty royally. There was no holds barred on the conversation. And the students were all ages, and I was the first American there, and then two more Americans got leave from the army and came in there and studied before I left. I was there a month. But it was. And then, of course, in the Art Students League, when I went there, I was in Bridgman's class, and he was very different, of course. Bridgman was a master draftsman, but a little with a style of drawing that was not adapted to getting portraiture or anything of that kind, but was adapted to being able to draw anything. He was famous for drawing the hand, and he had a regular formula for it. He said there are five positions in which you can draw the hand, and he taught you to draw those five positions. And as to the individuality of the hand, that didn't interest me, but he was a master draftsman of that type. But it was part of my education. Before I was through, I went to a number of different schools, and my idea of study, which I followed, was to stay at one school only as long as I felt was necessary to learn what they had to teach me. I did not want to learn the copy the style of any other artist. I didn't want to. That is the average tendency in an art school, is you